USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Secretary of State agrees with President Biden labeling the Russian president a war criminal. Antony Blinken stressing that Russia is killing children in Ukraine along with other innocent civilians. He also confirmed that an American citizen has been killed in Ukraine. This as President Biden hosts a White House event for St. Patrick's Day after meeting with Ireland's head of state. The president gives praise to Irish officials for supporting U.S. sanctions on Russia.
Ireland is supporting the economic sanctions, taken a gigantic hit, proportionally more than we have. Took a hell of a lot of courage for the Taoiseach and a dial to stand up and do what they did.
Mortgage rates are hitting over 4% for the first time in 3 years. And if you're heading out on St. Patrick's Day, please remember, don't drink and drive. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications, Zantac or ranitidine, and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
President Biden set to speak to his counterpart from China on Friday.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said in a statement Thursday that President Biden will speak to Chinese President Xi Jinping Friday as a part of our ongoing efforts to maintain open lines of communication between the United States and the People's Republic of China. Psaki revealed Biden and Xi will in part discuss Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine after reports indicate that Moscow had asked China's government for military equipment and other assistance to support its war. The United States is also accused China of assisting Russia in spreading fake news that the United States is financing biological weapon labs in Ukraine. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Israel is being criticized by Ukraine for its refugee policy. Officials say Israel is denying shelter to people in danger due to refugee quotas. Israeli citizens are eligible to apply for entry permits for non-Jewish Ukrainian family members with no quota. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel,
frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone,
the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox, on many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox, that's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is urging Russian citizens and military members to listen to the truth about the Ukrainian invasion. The actor and former California governor posted a 9-minute video to social media attempting to debunk Russian government propaganda about the war, particularly the claim that the purpose of the invasion was to denazify Ukraine. Schwarzenegger spoke of his father, a member of the Nazi Party, who served in World War II.
When my father arrived in Leningrad, he was all pumped up on the lies of his government. And when he left Leningrad, he was broken, physically and mentally. To the Russian soldiers listening to this broadcast, you already know much of the truth that I've been speaking. I don't want you to be broken like my father.
Officials say a 13-year-old was the driver of a pickup truck involved in a deadly crash in Texas. The truck slammed into a van carrying the University of Southwest golf teams. The accident killed 9 people. Russia will continue to detain U.S. basketball star Brittany Griner for at least 2 more months. The WNBA star was arrested on allegations of drug smuggling significant amounts of a narcotic substance at an airport in Moscow. Griner has been in custody since February 17th. Stay updated on the news wherever you are by searching for USA Radio News where you get your favorite podcast. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.